Proclamation number 236 dated the December 24, 1937. Lighter's life. Influence of God's messengers. Christmas Eve. Blessed is he who accepts my word and longingly turns his heart towards me. My dear child, always do your work in my grace and remain faithful to me. Behold, wanting to serve the Lord with ceaseless devotion will bring you close to the heavenly gates, and your desire will become ever more heartfelt, for my love will not let go of you. In every creature you see God's living creation, and every one of God's living creations is in turn part of the eternal light. Only light is life, therefore strive for light if you want to live in eternity. The divine light descended to earth to bring enlightenment to those who lived in darkness, but in my Father's kingdom the eternal light will shine for all of you eternally and you will not need to fear any darkness, therefore strive on earth for the divine light. Prepare your heart for the Savior during this night so that he will find admission in it. All your spiritual friends want to help you so that everything you set out to do will be for the glory of God and beneficial to you. My child, during this night many messengers travel the land. Far and wide they seek to fulfill the Savior's will by directing people's thoughts to the hour of Christ's birth and thereby trying to make them receptive again for his teachings and the purpose of his life on earth. Our every effort aims to create a spiritual connection again between the earthly children and the spiritual beings surrounding them, so that we can help them make contact with the Heavenly Father, the Savior, once more. In this night many a thought turns towards heaven. Oh, if only we were able to penetrate the heart so deeply that they would never let go of these thoughts again, that they might start to turn their thoughts into this direction every hour of every day. How much pleasure would we be able to give to our dear Savior, and how beneficial it would be for people's souls. And the grace of God the Lord would always bless their striving and give them the strength to work at improving themselves from now on in order to advance their soul in this life. Often we can do nothing but watch how the path of ascent becomes ever more difficult for earthly children, how they alienate themselves from everything that is divine and adopt attitudes which are not in harmony with the teachings of our Lord Jesus Christ. We see and are unable to help because none of these human children are calling to us for help. Our intention to influence their thoughts is in vain. They reject everything, and at such times every effort to help the earthly children remains fruitless. Yet at this moment people's hearts are often accessible to such emotions. It is a blessed time when so many a person's thoughts unconsciously drift into spiritual realms. And wherever we perceive it, we are instantly ready to guide these thoughts further and to ignite a tiny spark of realization in their souls. We wish to guide souls to the Lord, and bring the light of realization to people. We would like to snatch the souls from darkness and place them into a state of blissful happiness by imparting to them the realization of the divine truth, so that they will never again walk in spiritual darkness. Amen.